You want to taste some fascinating and telling things that can happen to a dish? Well, track how it changes as it crosses borders. Whether it's because we immigrants bring it with us or the webs launched it into kitchens around the planet. Gustavo Orellano knows a lot about this. He writes the syndicated column Ask a Mexican, where he takes a real-life look at how cultures interlace. He's also written Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered the USA. Our contributor, Patty Hinnich, checks in on the state of Mexican food in the United States.
Hola, Gustavo.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Gustavo, tell me, what's going on with Mexican food on the West Coast?
Right now, what's going on with Mexican food is really two trends. You're seeing the rise of what I still call regional Mexican cuisine. In other words, la comida of states that historically didn't have a immigrant population to the United States, but in the past 20 years, they really have. So now in Southern California, it's almost as common to be eating a tlayuda, which is a big, huge Oaxacan tortilla filled with quesillo and, a black bean paste, as it is burritos or tacos. Mm-hmm. Then on the other hand, you have the continued, some people call it mongrelization. I call it the evolution, the multiculturalism of Mexican food, as best exemplified, of course, by Korean tacos through the Koji Korean barbecue truck.
Fabulous, because I was just going to ask you, are there any new hybrids popping up on your screen?
Well, you're always going to have hybrids depending on what part of the United States you live. So, for instance, in Louisiana, they're already selling alligator tacos and alligator tamales. And this has actually been going back like 15 to 20 years, even though historically Louisiana didn't have a significant Latino Mexican population. What's interesting to me, at least, as someone who was born and raised in Southern California, mm-hmm. is you've always had this multiculturalism lurking in the background, even though no one ever wanted to talk about it, really. My favorite Mexican multicultural meal in Southern California are teriyaki bowls. Here in Southern California, the teriyaki has turned into an almost exclusively Mexican treat, especially in Orange County. There's a famous chain called Moss, M-O-S-2, so Moss 2. And what you'll have is your regular teriyaki bowl. So you have your beef, chicken or pork, mm-hmm. but it's cut really thin, like a carne asada, especially the beef. You know, Mexicans, we love our beef very, very thinly cut. Yeah. The white rice is the same and the teriyaki sauce is the same. But instead of scallions, you have cebollitas, little green onions. And then the other condiment, instead of sriracha, is tapatio hot sauce, a Mexican hot sauce that goes with teriyaki. And you always wash it down with an horchata, because horchata, of course, rice water drink, it accentuates the sweetness of the beef and the teriyaki. So it's like the typical working class meal here in Orange County.
Right. So we're turning that bowl into a taco bowl without the tortilla or with the tortilla?
No tortilla. You just eat it like a straightforward bowl. And it's gotten so popular now that, of course, you think of a teriyaki bowl as being a Japanese meal. But almost the only people who eat these teriyaki bowls are not Japanese or even Asians at all. It's working class white folks and Mexicanos.
And now tell me a little bit about the fish tacos and all the California style tacos. I think it starts to get a little bit confusing, or the lines blur, when you think about Baja cuisine, from Baja California. Do you think California and Baja California have some dishes evolving at the same time?
The best example of sort of the collusion between Calmex cuisine and then Baja California cuisine, mm-hmm. The most famous example, of course, is the fish taco, although it came into the United States via Baja, your tortilla, your fried fish, or maybe grilled fish, and that's that. But the big thing is tostilocos. Tostilocos, of course. You know what it is. You want some right now, don't
we
all?
No, no, no. But I want you to describe them.
Yeah, so tostiloco is essentially you get a bag of Tostitos chips, or it could be Fritos or Doritos, and then you, instead of just opening it and putting tapatio or hot sauce on it, you doctor them. You put some chicharrones, you might put some corn nuts, you might put some pickled cebollas, pickled onions, you might put some rabanos, radishes. And then the other interesting thing, what I think makes the tostilocos, you put a chamoy sauce. And a chamoy sauce, you could probably describe it better. You're the cook.
the chamoy sauce is these, like, spicy, sweet, and sour sauce that has a little bit of tamarind sometimes, or mm-hmm. apricot sometimes. And I used to eat that with the crunchy peanuts when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah. It's like the ultimate umami flavor. All it is jam-packed flavor, slightly sour, slightly sweet. And so you put it on these Tostilocos. And of course, Tostitos, very American company. Yeah. But the Tostilocos was born in Tijuana specifically, one of the capitals of street food in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's been in Southern California now for about 10 years. And it's slowly starting to spread across the country. My good friend, John T. Edge from the Southern Foodways Alliance, a couple of years ago did an article in the New York Times about Tostilocos. And you know, the purists will say, oh, that's not real Mexican food. Pero es Mexicanos who are making this cuisine, and it's Mexicanos who are eating it.
Exactly. It's Mexican street food. Now, tell me, what about the American foods that Mexicans have embraced?
Mexico has always embraced foreign cuisine. The very definition of Mexican food is a multicultural cuisine. So the beers that all Americans love, your Dos Equis, your Tecate, your Negra Modelo, those are all German and Czech beers. I mean, you know, it's called Bohemia, not because an Aztec emperor was called Bohemia, you know? And even though we like to, you know, pretend that we don't like the United States and we're a purely Mexican nation, no, we've always embraced American food that's come our way. The best example, of course, Mexican Coca-Cola, Mexican Coke. American hipsters love Mexican Coke because it's still made with sugarcane.
Gustavo, it's just a fact. Mexican Coca-Cola is much better than American Coca-Cola.
I completely agree. But my personal favorite of food that Mexicanos have embraced are bacon-wrapped hot dogs. The hot dog, of course, quintessential American meal, bacon, an obsession of Americans. Mexicanos, we like it too, tocino, you know, a little bit. But, you know, somewhere in the 1950s, at least according to legend, the bacon-wrapped hot dog was born in the Mexican state of Sonora. And in the 80s and 90s, it went up to Arizona, to the Tucson region, then bounced back to Tijuana. And for the past 10 to 15 years, it has been going up north on Interstate 5 and east on Interstate 10, slowly conquering the United States.
I'll just sit here and wait for them to come to Washington, D.C. Gustavo, one last question. Is there a food that you are surprised that Mexicans have abandoned, or a food that you have been shocked that hasn't been extremely popular in the U.S.?
I'm absolutely shocked that America has yet to embrace the torta as the next big cult food.
I completely agree. That crispy, crunchy, incredibly delicious sandwich, it's like the perfect edible package.
They've been in the United States now for a good 20 to 30 years. I think the torta is going to be the next big trend. Already celebrity chefs are hawking their tortas at their restaurants. But I mean, that's, I think, 15 years too late. And it's so good. My God, I need a torta right now, actually.
I agree. Gustavo, the next time we meet, it will have to be over la torta.
Yeah, I would love that.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Gracias for having me.
Gustavo Orellano is the author of Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered America. Patty Himich is author of Patty's Mexican Table. Patty left us with another version of those delicious Mexican sandwiches, the pambazo. Imagine crusty bread soaked in a guajillo chili sauce and then stuffed with potatoes and chorizo. Forget the torta. Well, the recipe's at splendidtable.org.